Star Wars 7x7 episode 2123 today on our Sunday conversation, another episode of Star Wars Pop, that is Podcasters on Podcasting, featuring Josh and Andy from the Holo Chronicles podcast. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So here's the deal. The Holo Chronicles podcast is devoted to the collecting of Star Wars memorabilia and toys, old and new. Josh Most and Andy Lemire are the hosts. They share 20-plus years of experience in collecting all things Star Wars. Their podcast also talks about the movies, books, fan theories, and what's next for Disney and Lucasfilm. It's good fun. I had the occasion to be a guest on their show and talk about my own collecting experience way back when. As you know, here on the show, we don't talk a lot about collecting other than situations like, say, Force Friday, for example, where new product is released and descriptions on packaging and whatnot often give us clues and insights and tantalizing details about stories that are upcoming. But collecting is a huge part of the Star Wars fan experience, and so it certainly has been for me over the years, so it was great to chat with Josh and Andy and talk about how collecting has translated into their podcasting experience. So we're going to get into that in just a moment. It just remains for me to say, at least for this part of the podcast, thank you so much for joining me as always, and may the curve be flattening for you wherever in the world you may be. And now here we go, another episode of Star Wars Pop with Andy and Josh from Holo Chronicles. Andy and Josh, thank you so much for joining me on Star Wars 7x7. How are you guys tonight?
Awesome.
Doing great, Alan.
I'm so glad to hear it. Thank you again for joining me on the show. And for everybody who is just getting to know you, will you please introduce yourselves?
I'm Andy, and I am one half of the Holo Chronicles podcast.
Hi, I'm Josh. I'm the other half, the important half.
Oh, it's going to be like that, huh?
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into it. First thing I want to know is how the two of you got into Star Wars podcasting.
Go ahead, Josh.
That's an interesting, it's not so interesting at all, really. You know, through our collecting, we've described it a little bit on our pod. We formed our own collector group, and we were sharing lots of experiences together, you know, going out and finding good deals and even sharing our, you know, our finds and,
dang it.
I'll get it.
Shoot. Sorry, Josh.
Can we start that over, Al?
Yeah, if you want to start over just from...
Does your wife know you're downstairs?
Maybe not.
She doesn't have to call you?
Oh, it's my son.
Oh.
I feel awful about that, but yeah, let me turn off all of my settings here so that doesn't happen again. Apologies, Alan.
That's quite all right. It happens. Don't worry. Excuse me, Josh, if you just want to pick up your answer right from the start, that'll be perfectly fine.
Sure. Let me know when you're ready, Andy.
I'm ready, Josh. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's not a very interesting story, but we described it a little bit about on our pod about how we started our own little collector group, and we were sharing each other's experience via text and pictures of things we found and deals we'd acquired, and then, of course, trading to build our own collections because we all kind of started at similar points. And I had some microphones and a little mixer and some know-how when it came. Well, not any know-how at all. I learned a ton starting the pod, but and had been recording kind of a fun little pod with my brothers. And Andy and I think at one point, I don't remember who said it first. Maybe you do, Andy. I don't remember, but we're like, hey, why don't we do a Star Wars pod? At the time, it felt original, but that's when you don't know anything about how many Star Wars pods there are out there.
I thought it might be a good idea since we would always end up telling each other these stories about what we just went and traded or bought and who we met and what kind of, oh, I kind of got burned on that one or came out, you know, really well on that deal. And it just seemed like, you know, I bet there's other people out there that would kind of, appreciate the things that we're doing and really what we're telling each other. So I don't know, let's throw it out there and see what happens. That's kind of how it started.
So now that you've been doing it for a while, and tell me how long it's been, what is your favorite thing about being a Star Wars podcaster?
Well, so we've been doing this just over a year. And for me, like, I think the easy thing to say is all the cool people that you meet, right? We've made a lot of friends on Twitter, social media, through the podcast, and gotten to share stories and just meet some really cool people. And that's the easy answer, comes right to the top. But I think for me, there's something really satisfying knowing that you've helped somebody out with their collection. You know, whether it's you've given them a tip on, you know, where they can find replacement decals for their old ships, or, you know, whether it's like, oh, I have an extra one of these, you know, maybe we can trade, or I don't know. I just find something really satisfying about being able to help in some weird or small way round out someone else's collection or give them a hand in what they're trying to accomplish.
And of course, I agree with Andy wholeheartedly on all of those topics. I would also go for the simple answer of it is the people. But for me, it was a lot about the podcasting process. So I really enjoyed listening to you, Alan, and other podcasters, and finding, like, wow, there's, I mean, none of these people that I know of, there's a few, and we know a few, are professional broadcasters, but the passion and even the production values that they're putting in to, and we all know it, you know, without a Patreon account or even with one, nobody's making any money here, you know, and so that's what I'm always fascinated by, is the love and the process, and that's just from the podcasters. Then when you dive into the people that are actually listening to your pod and others, it becomes this whole cool universe. And I think, in my opinion, that's why people get a little heated, because you realize, oh, we're in a family here, you know. Even though I enjoyed Star Wars in the privacy of my own home for a long time, There's a big old family out there. So I really appreciate that about the pod. That's the only way I would have been introduced to this level of fandom.
I love it. Thank you, guys. So I can see, since we're doing this on video, I can see some pretty awesome backgrounds there. Where do you guys record? Do you record in one place, both places? Do you switch it up? How do you do it?
Alan, you'll never know, because we'll change it from week to week. No. We have gone through many set transitions. Currently, Andy is in his own massive collector's den. His underground. And we at one point, I kind of have the equipment, you know, and Andy brings the content. That's kind of how we kid each other from time to time. But yeah, we pod right now down in kind of a similar room to Andy's, except my wife has not allowed me to appropriate it for all of my Star Wars stuff, which is probably a safe thing. But anyway, yeah, so we've got a little studio, but we've done, you know, we'll do it remotely. I've had to do it for my own little office, which with my Star Wars stuff. And I think, Andy, what do you think? We're in a permanent spot here? We're okay?
I think so. Now that we've employed the use of green screens, I think that's probably where we will pod most of the time, unless we happen to be quarantined and we'll just have to do it from the privacy of our own.
Well, you were telling me, and, you know, let me know if this is okay to share, before the podcast, like, how close in proximity you two are in real life, which is not always the case with other podcasting teams.
No, we're pretty fortunate in that regard. And I think at one time we talked about, hey, let's just Skype. And I think that was more of a, we could do it any time, you know, without kind of coordinating with each other. But then we realized, boy, being in the same room adds a dynamic that, like you said, a lot of other podcasters don't get to enjoy. So we do try and do that. We're only 2.5. Is that right, Andy? About 2.5 miles, 2 miles?
Yeah, as the crow flies. Yeah,
exactly, as the crow flies. So I've got a pretty good view of the hill that Andy lives on, and then he's got an amazing view of everything else. So it's he's got an amazing view. So yeah, I flew a little drone up to his house once and had to turn it promptly around before the battery ran out. So.
All right, so I'm going to have to say it. So Andy has the high ground. Is that what you're telling me?
He really does. He really does.
Couldn't resist.
He can look down upon my house from
his deck. Oh, no.
Doesn't mean I won't try and beat him.
So I get a little bit of it from your answers already, but tell me more about where do you draw inspiration from your podcast or for your podcast?
Well, oftentimes we have little segments that we like to do, and some of it is what we've gotten lately and how we've acquired some of the things for our collection. And then through our interactions on social media, sometimes that gives us some content. One thing we like to do every Saturday is feature somebody's collection. And so we'll do that through social media, try and get some inspiration there. And then we'll talk about it on our podcasts. And then, of course, the latest news coming from Disney and about Star Wars is always, you know, a part of our content on each pod as well. So whether it be book or movie or television show related, you know, we'll always discuss at least a little bit the current events of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to say that our show's like Tethered in Collecting. So we always have that base we can pull back to the collecting side of things. And always give a real world. We've employed it. We've done it. We've experienced it. We're wondering about it. Whatever, when it comes to collecting, as far as Star Wars goes, you know that the speculation is always out there, and we got to enjoy, especially like, you know, we've been doing this a little over a year. We got to enjoy the whole Rise of Skywalker buildup, you know, from the, you know, listening to even to your pods, like, what are they going to call it? They'll probably announce the name, you know, at the next quarterly meeting or something like that. So it's just been awesome to do that, but then still remain tethered to the collecting side. So we can have a random ramble on, you know, who Rey is or if or whatever, and then draw right back down and say, hey, show me your collection. Mm-hmm. So that's what I like. We don't ever lose ourselves too far out into the galaxy. We can always just come back and be like, hey, have we talked about toys in a while? All right, let's talk about it.
And you do a great job of that. And I'm telling you, like, when you asked me to come on and share my own collection, that was surprisingly awesome. And I don't mean that to say that I didn't think it was going to be awesome or anything like that. What I mean is that I appreciated the stuff I had even more than I thought I did, and I really appreciated the opportunity to kind of rediscover some of the things that I had laying around that I, you know, just was like, yeah, I know I have that, but I didn't really, you know, take the time to reconnect with the kid that was drawing outlines of all the weapons that my action figures came with back in the day. It's like, oh my gosh, that was, you know, that was me at 12 years old, 13 years old doing that. So it was really a, you know, kind of a beautiful emotional thing. That was what surprised me about it. So you know, I love that you guys do that. So thank you also for the opportunity to do that too.
Well, everybody's got a story or some sentimentalness towards their collection that we've found, and it's fun just hearing about them because we do too.
So
yeah, and we've seen several people just we've seen just several people just light up. Their eyes just light up and from an unexpected direction. And so I think you put it perfectly, Alan. It was surprising how much you enjoyed talking about your collection. I think other people are very surprised when they get asked. I'm like, "Well, I got a couple things," and then they get to talk about it. So mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
Do you have something, each of you, that you would say, you know, has a particular emotional connection for you with your own collections, or is that a, you know, ridiculous question?
No, probably the most sentiment. I have two things from a sentimental value that come right to my mind. I have my cousin's Star Destroyer playset.
Mm.
He was a kid. And he gave that to me a bunch of years ago, and it was very well played with, but I managed to get the pieces all back together and make it complete again. And then I showed it to him. I was like, hey, look, I even got the light bulb working, and he lit up, you know, and he was pretty cool to see all that. And then I still have, I'm looking at it right now, I still have the first spaceship that I got from, you know, when I was a kid. I was probably about 5-6 years old. It was a TIE interceptor. And that has managed to make it 40 years, you know, almost 40 years without getting too damaged and beat up. And I think my mom, she even kept the box for it, because that's where I would put it.
Wow,
yeah. With it. So I still have those, that thing too. So those two things from a sentimental point, come right to the forefront of my mind.
And sentimentally for me, I did not have the same mom who kept my stuff in great condition. And it wasn't her fault. It wasn't her fault. I went out and I destroyed those toys all on my own, and I take responsibility for that. From a memory standpoint, I remember my first major Star Wars toy. And so I made sure I went and got that. But I think sentimentally, as a collector, I have the first toy, Star Wars toy I purchased with the mind of keeping it as a memento for that nostalgia. And I was a kid, you know, I think I was 18 years old, a kid, you know, I was 18. I had my first job. I had my own money, and I bought a carded Jedi Vader, and it wasn't in great shape and still isn't, but I bought it at a shop, and I went in and I took, you know, $40 out of my wallet, which at the time was probably half my paycheck. And I bought it. And so as a collector, whenever I see that, I'm like, yeah, I remember that time I went and I spent some money I didn't have on something because I loved it so much, you know, and now it's sitting there looking beat up still, which is fine.
Thank you both for sharing those stories. Those are awesome. So let's talk about other Star Wars podcasts and other not Star Wars podcasts. Do you have particular favorites? And I'm going to caveat this because, you know, sometimes when you're on the spot, you don't always necessarily remember the, you know, all of the ones that you love. And so just anybody listening, if Andy and Josh mention, you know, a podcast but don't mention yours, don't worry. Like, don't take it personally. But what podcasts do you guys listen to on a regular basis, Star Wars and not Star Wars?
Go ahead, Josh.
Well, of course, yours, Alan.
Oh,
I mean, hey, come on. 7 minutes a day, 7 days a week. How? What the heck else am I going to do with those 7 minutes? From start. But that's not even a joke. No, I listen to yours. Sometimes it has to come in spurts. You know, I'll listen to yours like 5 or 7 in a row. But then when you get in, when you have the spoiler stuff on, I have to skip that. I'm like, oh, I haven't watched Rebels yet, so I'll skip that. So no problem. But from a non-Star Warsing pod, I guess I'll start there. I found out about pods like everybody else did. I started listening to Joe Rogan. But then after that, really my favorite pod of all time, and I wish it was still around, is Hardcore History. I don't know if you've ever heard that, listened to that guy. It's Dan Carlin, I believe is his name. It's just the most fascinating podcast and potter I've ever listened to, and he's a pure genius. But he only puts them out like once or twice a year, you know, and I don't even know if he's doing it anymore. So,
oh, my gosh.
There
okay.
you go. Awesome. There you go. Hardcore History.
The Star Wars pods that I'll jump into would be yours, Alan, Around the Galaxy podcast, Scarif Scuttlebutt, WSTR Radio, the Resistance broadcast from time to time. I don't know, there's a bunch that I'll listen to once every now and then, but those are probably the most in my list. The In the Back to Tank with Michael Condon, mm-hmm. And then non-Star Wars, I listen to a lot of football podcasts, the Ringer NFL program, Dave Damashek NFL podcast, Bill Simmons podcast, Ryan Russillo podcast. And then I'll jump into Malcolm Gladwell's podcast every now and then. Revisionist History is what it's called, which is a fascinating one. And then the Freakonomics podcast also from time to time. So that's kind of my list. I wish I had time for more, but Those are my go-tos.
And actually, there's some overlap with Dennis Keithley from Podcast Stardust, both in the football side and the Freakonomics side. Those came up when he answered it, too.
Cool.
So, what would you say, in your opinion, makes for a great Star Wars podcast? What's the secret to a great Star Wars podcast?
I think you're going to hear, this is going to be funny, because I think Josh is going to say, well, the sound quality's got to be pretty tight, and, you know, the visuals, you know, I think he's going to say more of the technical stuff. Is that true, Josh? Is it?
To some degree. Okay. I'll give you that.
For me, I don't want to be unnecessarily spoiled. I want content that's relevant but not ridiculous, especially when it gets to the speculation. Like, I don't want clickbait stuff. Just, you know, if you think that and give me a solid reason why, sure. If it's wrong, no problem. If there's some relevant content and from time to time I can chuckle along with what's going on, that's about all I need for me to enjoy a good Star Wars podcast.
Okay. Well, he already said it wouldn't be as much sound quality was definitely because I already said I liked the process. So I started to study it and whatever, you know, degree I did that. But I do like good production, too. I also like consistency. I like to get in and know exactly what I'm going to get out of the podcast, or at least know what I can expect. And that has a lot to do with, you know, the delivery from the hosts and all of those things. So. But I do like a good production. I always get a little jealous, or of course I get jealous. I always compare, and Andy, he knows this, because I'm like, hey, we need to do this. And he's like, okay, anyway, let's stick to what we're good at. And our format is what it is, and it's continuing to grow and evolve. But there's also the things that need to remain the same. So I'm always kind of looking for that next thing. But there's some podcasts out there that are just fantastic. They put so much work into the background noise and the music and all these things, you know, and so I'm always a big fan. I guess the question is, what makes a great Star Wars podcast? You know, that's I think it's relative to the content, obviously, but man, if you put your heart and soul into it and you can hear it through the podcast, I think that's good enough. You know, and I've heard some really bad deliveries, but they just love it. No, but it's okay, yeah, yeah. Because it actually becomes endearing. I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with this. I want to listen to more of what these people have to say, because while their delivery may not be polished, I didn't come here expecting that. If I wanted to, I'd turn on a well-known radio station or TV program. But no, I'm listening to real people sitting in their living room with a laptop mic, giving it their all for Star Wars. And I'm okay with that.
Awesome. Well, I've got one more, technically a two-parter for you, which is, what would you say is your biggest Star Wars podcasting achievement so far, and what would be your greatest ambition for your podcast in the future?
Well, Josh, you answered the second. Or maybe you have a different one. We'll see. We just did an award show recently that was ambitious on our end, I think it came off pretty well, but it took us about a month to kind of get it all together as far as, like, you know, the editing and putting the video together and all that, and it was a ton of fun, and when we dropped it that night, it was fun to just kind of watch along with in the comments, and it's on YouTube if you want to find it, but that was a lot of fun. That was probably the biggest thing we've done as a podcast so far. I mean, we've had some pretty fun guests on got, you know, like I said earlier, we've gotten to meet some pretty fun people that I think we've become friends with through this process. And that's pretty cool. But probably the the biggest accomplishment I would have to say is putting that award show together. What do you think, Josh?
Yeah, I agree. But part of it, I agree. The cool part was, as we were doing this award show, of course, we're doing it for, you know, 2019, which is basically the scope of our podding experience. But we got to kind of go back. I had to, and Andy did too. We kind of had homework assignments. We had to go back and listen to certain episodes again, you know, kind of a little self-serving listening to your own pod, but we were trying to find, you know, here's what, where we said this, or here's where this person said that as one of our guests. And so I thought, looking back, that that while the award show was a representation, our biggest accomplishment was that we put some pods together over the course of a year and we stayed the course. I was pretty happy with that because, you know, I've seen them come and go, and even some pods that I liked, you know, we're sorry, this is our last podcast. I don't see that in our near future, and especially if we're going to be trapped at home all the time, you might see a lot more pods coming out from everybody.
I thought that
our award show, which was the most ambitious technologically of anything we've done, was also a great representation of what I and I know Andy is are pretty proud of, and that's just the collection of experiences we've been able to document. And. And you can go back and listen to them. I don't care if you go back and listen to them. I can go back and listen to them.
Well, and then as far as like what our greatest ambition for the upcoming year or in our future, you know, I think we have hopes, and we still have hopes of going to Star Wars Celebration in Anaheim, assuming they still have it.
Yeah.
And, maybe doing some live streaming from there, and you know, with people that we bump into, and maybe we'll cross paths with Alan somewhere along the way down there, and I think that was probably something we were really looking forward to this year, because neither one of us had been to a celebration yet, you know, I don't know if I would be happy with kind of, at least for the next year, still working on our own podcast, fine tuning some things, really kind of locking down what we do. So that, you know, if we do happen to get some guests that, that people might know other than because they follow them on Twitter or something like that, it's more got that professional feel to it. And, you know, we're getting there, we're working on it all the time, but, yeah, I think that's kind of, at least for me, kind of our ambitions for the next year or so anyway, get a few more guests on, and we're hoping, still fingers crossed, that we can maybe do something fun down at Star Wars Celebration. But, yeah, that's at least, I don't know. Things are a little up in the air right now, so kind of hard to see too far down the road.
Yeah.
And I agree. I don't even need to add to that, Alan. That's, I think we're both on lockstep in that. And I'll obviously, we'll both be listening to your reports on whether we're going to see a celebration or not, because I know you get your ear to the ground on that one. So
yeah.
Let us know, Alan.
As soon as I hear something, you'll hear something. Absolutely. So before we go, for everybody who's had a chance to listen, please tell everybody where they can learn more about the Holochronicles podcast, where they can connect with you online, all that wonderful stuff.
Well, you can find us at Holochronicles on Twitter. That handle is pretty good to find us most anywhere. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, at Holochronicles. You can also listen to us on most of the major podcast networks by looking up Holochronicles. Chronicles, so H-O-L-O Chronicles. There you go. It's really hard to kind of spell that all out. You know, we mentioned that earlier. Like, man, we found a hard name to use here. But no, find us out there. That's okay. But yeah, you can look us up at Holochronicles pretty much anywhere.
And I'll have links to your social on the show notes for this show as well, of course. Andy, Josh, thank you so much for taking the time out and joining me on the show. I really appreciate it.
And thank you, Alan. It's always good to talk to you.
It's an honor. Thanks, Alan.
This podcast is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox. It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other related Star Wars items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2019 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.